You to learn, laugh, and love the game when you're done listening to me. Ladies, I truly want to get you right. And fellas, I love you too. Welcome to another fantastic edition, Female Field Guide Hump Day Happenings Weekday Show. This is Jasmine George, founder, executive producer, and hostess of Female Field Guide. Thank you so much for tuning in to another wonderful show. We've added this weekday show, and boy, does it feel right. Thank you guys for listening. We've got a fantastic show on tap, and before I spill the beans about who's coming on and who I'm interviewing, allow me to introduce myself. We've heard a lot of first-time listeners, people that are tweeting and liking the Facebook page, saying, yeah, they're going to be tuning in tonight for the first time. So God bless you guys all for the support, and also, hey there, girl, hey there, boy. Well, I'm Jasmine George. Like I said, your host of Female Field Guide. I'm also a basketball player. Jazz, you don't have no jump shot. You better stop that. It's still wet. I'm going to need about half an hour to stretch. But when I'm ready, when the shoulders loose, when the blood is circulating, the jump shot's amazing. A basketball player. I'm also a coach. They still call me coach around these parts, Coach Jazz. I have the opportunity to coach youngsters from the AAU level, Dimebrough Walnut, NJB, and, of course, my alma mater, Dimebrough High School, and it was some of the best years of my young life. I'm also a student of sports, man. I love the stats. I love the facts. But most importantly, I'm a woman who want to get my girls right. If my ladies and or sports fans can have a meaningful conversation with the men and or sports fans in their life, man, that makes my heart smile. That's the mission of FFG. I'm a sports editor and writer of Prominence Magazine. You can go ahead and subscribe to the spring issue, prominencemagazine.com, the print and or online issue. You can also check out diamondbarpatch.com. I'm a feature writer, sometimes cover some really fantastic stuff, cover some alumni, some really great individuals from the Diamond Bar area. You can go ahead and check my stuff out. Also, the non-sports guide to surviving the holidays, truly surviving the entire year, because there's never a dull moment in basketball, baseball, football, rugby, badminton, never a dull moment. DimebarPatch.com. I'm also a professor, baby. What? Yes, that is correct. Sports psychology and ethnic culture and gender issues in sports. I've also added a few more classes to the repertoire. I'm looking forward to that starting this semester at American Sports University. I'm also the lead sports anchor for Game Time, covering Inland Empire and San Bernardino's high school prep sports and so much more. Shout out to my producers, to everyone that's giving me a chance, man, just to, you know, dip a little bit in the television world. You know, you can reach Female Field Guide, the show, in a variety of ways. Of course, you've got a Facebook. Please like it. And shout out to everyone that's been liking it. It's been a wonderful week. 500 likes, man. That's what I'm talking about. Facebook.com/Female Field Guide. You know what? We've got a Twitter. And also, my whole entire team has a Twitter as well. Make sure you follow them. Tommy FFG, John Bars III, JB3, Tamika, Heaven, Ashley, they've all got Twitter, man. Follow us, and we'll go ahead and give you the fun facts and keep you laughing. I promise it'll be the best decision you can make ever. Follow me at Female Field Guide. Leave the E off of guide. We've also got a Tumblr. Shout out to my intern and personal assistant, Ashley. She is doing a fantastic job. It's like a digital magazine, man. FemaleFieldGuide.tumblr.com and the YouTube page, youtube.com/FemaleFieldGuide. Let me tell you something. I want to stop and just personally say thank you to all of those that have been just supporting me, supporting the team. We reached another milestone. I gotta turn the music off for this. We reached another milestone. For Female Field Guide, we have reached 15,000 uploaded views on the YouTube page and 11,000 show views for Blog Talk Radio /Female Field Guide. And from the bottom of my heart, I will always say thank you so much. So I'm giving y'all... Yes, go ahead and continue to visit the YouTube page. We've got advertisements on there now. If anyone's interested in advertising on Blog Talk Radio on our show page, please, info@FemaleFieldGuide.com. And we'll be more than happy to set something up, audio as well as your logo and or any sort of advertisements on the show page, info@FemaleFieldGuide.com. You also, you know, everyone's got a BlackBerry, an iPad, an iPhone. Well, go ahead and download the Female Field Guide app. I'm the first Blog Talk Radio host to have your own app. You can, of course, see the videos on YouTube. You can follow my tweets, my Facebook posts. There's also a pretty cool photo album on the app. It's free, man. Go to the Android Marketplace and then visit the iTunes Store and download the FFG Blog Talk Radio app. And you know what? Stay there and download my podcast. The show is on podcast. You can download my shows, put them on a CD. You're driving your work. You miss the cheekbones. Have no fear. You can listen to Jazzy Fizzle anytime you want. And a special shout out, of course, to ZenForce Media for designing such a fantastic app. I mean, geez Louise, we've been getting some great reviews, so we thank you, ZenForce Media. Well, without further ado, we're having what a great show. I was really excited all day as I was doing my show prep, and my guests are tweeting that they're excited about coming on the show. That always makes us happy. Sonya Greenfield from NFLFemale.com. We're going to talk the combine. Jazz, what is that? Well, it's a meat market / the biggest job interview that some of these college football players will ever go on. That's all. We're going to break it down. What is that? Me and Sonya are just going to go back and forth and just talk about what the combine is and who do we think is going to have a splash at the combine, which is taking place starting tomorrow, and it's going to be ending on the 28th. Sonya from NFLFemale.com. I also had the awesome opportunity to interview Christian Morin from Pros Give Back. I love it when ball players are recognized for more than just their athletic prowess, and I had the opportunity to sit and speak with Christian, and he had some wonderful things to say and just really highlight some organizations and charities that professional athletes in America as well as Canada are part of. And I'm really looking forward to speaking to both of them. Also, of course, What the Puck, Tommy Mahoney, one of my senior producers, he'll be coming on. We missed him Sunday in our What the Puck hockey segment, but he's coming on. So, and, of course, he's going to talk about what's going on in the NHL, but if you know he's the FFG Random Facts aficionados, he's going to be dropping some more random things with regards to hockey, the NBA All-Star break, you name it. So go ahead and call it, 714-816-4766, 714-816-4766. You want to talk combine? Well, Sonya will be on in like 2 minutes. I'm really looking forward to the conversation. Another lady on the squad talking football. That's what I'm talking about, baby. We're going to take a quick break and then we're going to talk to Sonya. NFLFemale.com. They have given me such support over this past year and some change, so I'm happy to bring on another lady. We'll be right back. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine George.
You go, girl. I mean, there's such a huge relational gap with men and women when it comes to sports. Because I want to bridge that gap. If you can have a meaningful conversation with the sports fans in your life, my job is done. I mean, there's a disconnect from the womb, especially with football. The men in our life learn about the X's and O's when they're little guys. They have Pop Warner. They have Madden. And what do we have? Nothing. Ladies, I truly want to get you right. Learn, laugh, and love the game.
You're listening to the Female Field Guide with Jasmine.
Shout out to Jeez, all the listeners and everyone, we're getting tweets. Also, the chat room is going to be open. We're going to be talking NFL combines. Which collegiate athlete do we feel is going to make the biggest splash tomorrow throughout the whole entire weekend of the NFL combines? Before we move on, we have I had a really interesting weekend. It's only Wednesday. I just want to give a special shout out to my team. Our FFG team, who I love dearly. They put up with me, and I greatly appreciate them. We're going to be making some fantastic things take place in FFG land, and things are cooking at a rapid rate that I have a fierce focus on, and I'm really looking forward to that flourishing. Stay tuned. We're going to be on the boob tube really soon. So we haven't heard from Sony yet, but that's okay. We're going to go ahead and keep it pushing. And, you know, our pros get back. I was able to speak to Christian, like I said, young guy, full of passion, a fellow entrepreneur. You know, I'm always with that. And we just talked about athletes and when they spread, you know, their status and their, you know, their popularity for just more than dunking and hitting home runs and scoring, you know, and touchdowns and things like that. And so I had the awesome opportunity to talk to him. Here it is, Mr. Christian Marin from Pros Get Back.
We have another Female Field Guide exclusive. You know, we love it when we can support our professional athletes, you know, when they're on the court, on the field. But we definitely love it when they give back, when they support their community and use their status for more than just the game. And I'm really excited to be speaking with the editor of Pros Give Back, Christian Marin. How are you doing? And thank you so much for coming on the show.
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me, Jasmine.
My pleasure. I'm glad I was able to find out about Pros Give Back via Twitter. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to learning more about you. Please share with the listeners your athletic and your sports background.
I've basically been around sports my entire life. Mm-hmm. My dad got me involved and interested with it a long time ago. Mm. I was about probably 4 years old when I first started playing sports. I started off playing soccer.
Okay.
And then I started playing baseball and hockey as well.
Okay.
And the one thing that I basically got involved in very early with my dad was learning the names of the players because he still collects sports memorabilia.
Nice.
And I do now collect sports memorabilia because of him. he got me involved with that early. And basically, I started learning, like, the logos and all the players, like, past and present.
Mm-hmm.
So I found, like, that's basically how I started, and I knew that I always wanted to do something involving sports.
Mm-hmm.
And when that time came, at the end of high school, when I knew clearly I was not going to be any professional athlete of any kind, I got involved in the sports journalism, and for the last 4 years, that's what I've been doing.
Absolutely. Now, share with me just Pros Give Back. How did that start? How did that birth in your heart and the mission and the goal that you have for it? Because I'm looking on the website and it's really cool. But just tell me, how did that birth in your heart to start Pros Give Back?
Well, basically, coming out of school, I've been out of school now for 2 years. I graduated from the broadcast journalism program at Mohawk.
Nice.
And our teachers told us that basically the jobs in this industry, there aren't a lot of them right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew it too coming into it.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that I wanted to stick with sports. I didn't want to go through those internships where you got to, like, go through some random station or doing something that you're not really into and something you're not passionate about.
Absolutely.
And that's always been my passion. So me and my dad were brainstorming one time, and it basically started off as a blog, and it was Pros Give Back, because everyone can tell you about the stats and what happened in the game. Even on Twitter, if you go on, like, mm-hmm. there'll be a goal, and everyone's got that goal posted. You can find it from every single person on there watching the game.
Mm-hmm.
We want to do something different, something that not a lot of people really focus on.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a special here, like, from here, like, time to time on a different, like, station.
Yeah.
But we want to make that our main focus. So to us, it's basically getting the athletes their foundation to what they're doing out there, because people are looking at it now, especially with the contracts that a lot of these athletes get.
Mm-hmm.
Want to show them that there's a different side of a lot of these athletes, and they do give back a lot of what they're earning.
You're absolutely right, because we definitely can find out about the numbers from any avenue, you know, just like what you said. And there are a lot of athletes that do give back, but sometimes they do it anonymously, or, you know, that type of charitable behavior goes under the radar. You know, if they're doing something negative, that's all over the blogs and all over the television. So it's definitely great for you to be able to put this together where you can highlight, you know, some of the wonderful causes that athletes are a part of, and so that they can be, you know, looked at in a better light, not just for what they're doing, you know, on the court or on the field. Just how important, just for you, I know you touched upon it a little bit, but, you know, for an athlete to be able to use their status for, and people, you know, especially now with Twitter, people have millions of followers. In your opinion, how important is it for an athlete to use their status and their popularity for something good?
Well, me personally, I think that, in my opinion, I do think that every athlete should be giving back, not necessarily have their own foundation or charity, but whether it be community work and basically where they grew up or where they're playing now, anything like that. I believe that any athlete should take advantage of basically what they have right now, because not everyone's that lucky to get to that point, and they basically have everyone looking up to them, because athletes will always be role models. So I think that as long as they use their name for a positive way, give back to society, it's a very good thing, because I personally, as I said, I grew up with all the stats and everything. You can see that everywhere. But if an athlete is doing the charity work or doing something in the community, that really, like, gets to me, and that's when I really start to respect that athlete, whether they're playing all the time or they're not making, like, if they're those guys out there, the superstars, they're not the fourth line guys type of thing.
Right.
It doesn't really matter. As long as you're, like, the guys that give back, I love it.
Absolutely. It really shows that they care and that they love, you know, not just the money, but they want to either, you know, they're going back to their old neighborhood or maybe some sort of cause or foundation that, you know, touches them from either someone in their family, you know, struggling with some sort of disease or a cause. And so that always, especially when there's a sentimental reason for them to be plugged into a charity organization, it definitely makes me respect the ball players more. Now, you are, you're born and raised in Canada, right?
Yeah, I'm from Mississauga, Ontario. It's basically a city right beside Toronto.
Okay.
We're about 20 minutes from Toronto.
Okay.
And we're in the GTA. But I've been here my entire life for 22 years.
Now, speaking of course, Canada, now, when it comes to hockey, one of my senior producers, we have a segment called What the Puck, and he talks hockey, and he loves it. When we were corresponding back and forth, you were letting me know that you still play hockey in a league. Tell us more about that, because I always love when people that, you know, we're not able to make it to the professional level, but we're still able to, you know, play in leagues of sports that we love. Tell us about the league that you're playing in.
Well, it's called Adult Safe Hockey League. It's basically just a men's league, and you make your teams with a bunch of buddies, or if you want to just play with teams, they have a random team set up where you can just join the team.
Okay.
And it's basically you play once a week. There's no practices. It's just games. And you go out there, and you just stay active and keep playing, because if there's one thing that I've learned from all these athletes, too, is you got to stay healthy, like, your entire life. It's not just for as you're young, you got to do this. It's something you got to keep going every single time.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to be interviewing these athletes and looking at sports all day long, I think that I should be doing that as well. So I think that playing hockey is a good way to stay active and a good way to exercise.
Absolutely. Hey, Christian, do you have all your teeth? Have you gotten a puck to the mouth yet?
No, I put the cage on. I wasn't that bold to take it off.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Out here, we play. I used to play in an old lady basketball league, and we were literally in our 20s, but we just felt old because we were out of high school. Are there any, like, older guys playing with you? Everyone's kind of in the early 20s.
Oh, no, we're the youngest team in the league. We have guys. Our age is basically half our team are 22, then we have the other half that range from 25 to 29.
Yeah.
And all the other teams are about minimum age, about 25, and they get up to about 45 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't like playing us a lot of the time because we're the young guys, and they take it personally.
Heck yeah, and sometimes that's their only exercise for the week. They're not messing.
Yeah, exactly. They look forward to that all week long, so they get mad at us.
For running, you guys. I love it. Talk about more. I was looking on the website. Is there a particular sports that you break down or different players that you break down regarding the charities, or how does prosgiveback.com work?
Well, we focus on any professional athlete, former athlete or present athlete,
okay.
We'll do a story on it. As long as if they're willing to do the interview with us, we have no problem interviewing them and putting the story up.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically right now we're not going to be like, because beggars can't be choosers, pretty much. We're not going to be picky.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that wants the exposure, we're going to help them get the exposure, because that's why this was all started, to help them out.
Yeah.
So it's, for us, it's basically, we email athletes all week long from every single sport. Like, we focused on, we've got a bunch of athletes on our page from the WNBA.
All right.
We have NASCAR. We have women's hockey. We've got a whole bunch of, like, we got everything. We have the tabs on there for the main sports at the top.
Yeah.
But we cover everything, no matter what. Whatever comes our way, we're glad to do.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. That's how I feel about the show. The wonderful thing about entrepreneurship and just technology is there's so many resources that if we want to follow our passions and dreams, we can sure bust our tail to do it. And it was just such a pleasure running across Pros Give Back, because I do love learning more about, just more than what the ball player's doing. And you guys are definitely doing a fantastic job. And please let the listeners know where they can find more information about Pros Give Back, website, social network, anything you've got in store. Please share with the listeners what you got going.
Well, first off, thank you very much for the kind words. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
I really appreciate you having me on here.
You're welcome. No
problem. You can find us on Twitter at basically, our hashtag is at Pros Give Back, or our name, as you would call it.
Okay.
On Facebook, also facebook.com/prosgiveback.
Okay.
And we have prosgiveback.com, of course, which is the website where all the stories go up. But we keep everyone up to date on the Twitter and on the Facebook. And our Twitter isn't just our stories.
Mm.
We have, basically, if we see something that teams are doing or players are doing that are being retweeted, we'll also retweet it for them, because at the same time, it's still helping them with their cause.
Yeah.
We focus on those three main ones. We also help out, one of the main charities we help out is Connecting Countries.
Mm.
They're called Connecting Countries Adopt a School. They're based out of Hamilton, Ontario.
Mm.
And what they do is they set up a pen pal program with kids in Canada and kids in Kenya.
Mm.
And at the same time, they raise money for the Kenyan students to build in the schools and get them the clean water and stuff like that. So they're fairly new, so we're helping them out right now to try to help them expose their name.
Love
so
it.
That's been a good partnership with us, for us so far.
Absolutely. That sounds fantastic. And I look forward to just keeping in contact with you and just learning more and just me just being enlightened with some of what the athletes are doing for the charities and organizations. And it has just been a pleasure. I love speaking with a fellow entrepreneur that are living out, you know, what they're passionate about and really making some moves. So it has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you, Christian. This is our Entrepreneur Spotlight, Christian Marin of prosgiveback.com. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Jess.
Oh, my goodness. That was such a good combo. We could have really talked for a little longer just about all the wonderful charities and organizations that ball players are a part of. And sometimes it's anonymous, but we want to highlight the good. You're hearing so many things that take place, you know, with these ball players that aren't so positive. And when we see a ball player do their thing, something like Pros Give Back is so wonderful. Christian, thank you so much for coming on. Please come again. And we're going to give this guy and Pros Give Back a shout out. When we come back, I am ready. This sister girlfriend is waiting in the wings, and I appreciate her holding on. Sonya Greenfield, NFLfemale.com. We're going to talk combines, baby. I see you, girl, in about 38 seconds. We're going to bring her on. We're going to take a quick break. This is Jasmine George, your female field guide. We'll be right back.
This is Josh Barr of the LA Dodgers. Just wanted to give my support to the female field guide and all the great things that they're doing in sports.
This is Candace Parker of the LA Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
Hey, this is Joe Bryant. It's also the papa of Kobe Bryant. You know, I want to say thank you for listening to the Female Field Guide.
Hey, this is Jason Wright, 7-year NFL veteran. Love listening to Female Field Guide. Jazz, you got it going on.
Ja'Cory Harris from the University of Miami.
My name is Ethan Martin.
This is Ebony Hoffman with the LA Sparks.
Hi, this is Delisha Milton-Jones of the LA Sparks, and I love listening to the Female Field Guide.
I'm Patrick Witt, played quarterback at Yale University. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yale. You know that playbook, huh? Left and right? And welcome back. Female Field Guide, Women's Cheat Sheet of Sports, Athletics, and Relationships. Now, there's a lot of people that I've come across, and they have no idea what the NFL Combine is. They didn't know why it takes place, where is it, all sorts of stuff. Well, guess what? Of course I love it, but I love collaborating with other ladies and other sister girlfriends that can share the passion about just the NFL. And now, of course, it's off season, and we've got some wonderful things to talk about, and I'd like to bring her on. Her name is Sonia Greenfield, and she's fantastic, and she loves the Combine, and she is from NFLfemale.com. And here she is, Sonia. Woo! Sonia.
Thanks for the awesome entrance. Hello, how are you tonight?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I always have a blast on the show, whether if it's my mom listening or 1,000 people listening. So I'm going to have fun. But thank you so much for coming on.
No problem. Hang on one sec, girl. Wait just
you,
a second. Okay.
You got it.
Yeah, I'm doing
you know
the
what?
Mom thing. Too.
You're doing the mom thing. You are a mommy of three, a wife to one. You're holding it down in Michigan. So thank you for
That's
just letting
right.
me borrow the time. Yeah. 90% of my girlfriends are mommies. So this is how the conversation goes. I'm talking to her, and I said, Tyrell, sit down. So I understand. Feel free. If you've got to cut me off, it's okay. I'm.
Oh, no, they're fine. They're playing video games. I have three daughters, and they are amazing. So that's why this is so cool.
Yeah.
You know, I like getting my girls involved with sports. And quiet as it's kept, my dad taught me about sports when I was younger. He used to ask me, I'd come home from school, and he'd say, so what did the Braves do today? And I'm like, who are the Braves? What are you talking about?
Absolutely.
And, you know, we're in Michigan, we're in Ann Arbor, so, you know, it's like, what are you talking about? So finally I decided, okay, I'm going to look this up and see who the Braves are. And so they're a baseball team. And so, you know, I would start looking to find out if they won so that I would be ready when he asked me, you know, how the Braves do. So that's how I started getting into sports. And so it started out with baseball, and that's also how I met my husband.
Oh.
Or how I impressed my husband, I will put it that way.
I love it. Tell me
I
more.
Could go off. Exactly. I did, what did I say? Oh, we were watching a double play, and I was like, look at that, a 6-4-3 double play. Perfect.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yes.
So that's
and then,
the thing
and, then
is
he, and then he proposed. And then he proposed.
Right there.
I love it. That's what I'm saying. It's like ladies, 6-4-3, who knows? As a matter of fact, when I worked at Cal State LA, because baseball was actually the last sport that I took a liking to, but I worked at, you know, the college, and I was the PA, you know, for baseball. And so people are talking stats, and my boss, 6-4-3 play. And, you know, after working these seasons, you soak it up and you learn it. And so you're at the bar or you're at home, and you're just flowing as naturally as possible. And then the guys, the sports fans, are like, listen, after they pick your job from the floor, they love
they respect you. It's amazing. As a matter of fact, I was at work a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about football, and me and my other female coworker, and another, like, I think he was a dietary aide, he came in, and we all started talking football, and then he stopped, and he looked, and he was like, I just talked football with two females. What is this all about?
Yes, that's how we can enhance the world. We can enhance home and the workplace. And it's a better place overall. Well, what a beautiful segue you've created for me, because football, I mean, yes, the season's over, but what I love about the NFL, it's over. We shed a tear. But what I love about the NFL and the NFL Network is now there's the combines, and then there's the trade deadlines, and then there's the NFL draft as well. So it's really never, you know, a boring moment when it comes to the NFL.
Not at all.
And of course, and the reason why I'm so happy that you came on is because the NFL combines are this weekend, and I want to talk with you about
baby.
Girlfriend, I'm ready. share with the listeners and with me, you know, how did you start to take interest in the NFL combine?
Honestly, I don't know how I started, like, really getting into it, but I want to say I was just flipping through the channels one day, obviously, during the off season, and there it was. And I was like, ooh, what's this? Mm-hmm. Football players. What are they doing?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm watching them doing their drills, and then I'm seeing that, oh, my gosh, these are the college people, and they are, like, trying out.
Yeah.
They're trying out for the draft. It's almost, that's pretty much what it is. Mm-hmm. They break it down into positions, your different positions, and they all run different drills.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's
a physical part that we see. But then there's also a mental component to the combines as well.
And
they do the Wunderlich test, which is something that gets a lot of pub, actually. It's kind of like an SAT, you know what I'm saying, for football players. And actually, after doing a – oh, go ahead.
I love it that you mentioned it gets pub, and – do you feel it's a little controversial because, especially with regards to the quarterbacks, how some quarterbacks, they score extremely low on the Wunderlich test, and so therefore now their whole career is doomed.
Right.
There are some that score very high, and essentially, you know, they become the Ryan Leafs of the NFL and things like that. I mean, how do you feel about the weight? Even with SATs, I feel the same exact way. One, you know, do you feel that the NFL and scouts put too much weight on the Wunderlich? And two, I'm going to put it out there. Do you think it could be culturally biased at times?
It probably could be at some times,
especially
if you're not the smartest knife in the drawer. And, I know I'm not the smartest knife in the drawer. And I looked at some of those questions, and I was like, it kind of throw me a curve too, you know.
So I think
it could be potentially culturally biased, depending on, you know, how you grew up, what you learned, and all that other stuff. And you know that in college sometimes somebody helps somebody else take a football or take a test or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It happens. It happens.
These ball players
are
ball players are taking tap dancing and basket weaving 101 just to stay eligible.
Exactly.
So
not all.
I think it is
a little controversial. And then you take a person like Mario Manningham, the hero from this past Super Bowl. He actually did not score very well on the Wunderlich at all. He's doing well in the NFL.
Absolutely. Donovan McNabb is also someone else that didn't score as high, I guess, as expected. And even though he's floating around the league, geez, he had a great tenure while he was, at the peak with Philadelphia. So,
exactly.
I don't know, it's really interesting. So, ladies, the Wunderlich test, that's definitely some water cooler talk that you can talk with the men and or sports fans in your life. And when they pick up their jaw,
you will get mad props.
Mad props. And just like Sonia said, it's really cool because, yes, there's a physical. I mean, they're running the 40-yard dash, which I think I would have to say my favorite event, especially with tight ends, are just my favorite position. But I love when the defensive backs and the running backs run the 40-yard dash.
That is fun to watch.
And more exciting. What about you? What is your favorite part of the combine?
I like what the linebackers do, and that is that's like really what caught my attention. It's called pass, drop, and hip rotation drill.
Yeah.
And so what they do is they line up with a coach, and the coach will tell them, okay, go. They hold the football, and they say, okay, go to the left, go to the right, and then you back up, and then you run, and then they throw a pass to you. And it's absolutely amazing. And I don't know why that just caught my attention, but I totally love that drill.
Yeah.
That is my favorite.
And you know what? You're right, because, I mean, these linebackers, they've got to be quick because, of course, the quarterback, they're looking at the quarterback's eye. They can get a pick. I mean, Ray Lewis is one of, the fan. He gets these, oh, my gosh. How did he find that? The reflexes. So, yes, I really enjoyed that drill as well. And
awesome.
I love it. And then also the NFL, ladies, NFL Network, I hope that you guys have it on. I know I have DirecTV. It comes on early, but I've got it on my DVR, but they play it over and over again.
Exactly.
So check it out if
you
can. It's really cool. And, of course, Mike Mayock, he's one of the famous analysts, used to play in the league.
Deion
Sanders. I really love how they break down the players and analyze them. And so you learn.
They do.
You really learn.
And that's how you learn. And then, you know, and you see, and you also learn what different coaches are looking for and what the executives are looking for and things like that. And then, you know, they interview the players as well. You know, they interview the ones who they want, and they just talk to them about, you know, just random stuff, X's and O's.
Yeah.
I heard you got in trouble when you were in college. What was that all about? You know, I mean, things like that. They want to know, they want to make sure that they're going to get somebody who represents that team very well.
Yeah, and you're
absolutely
right. It's an integrity. I think I think the wave of the NFL now is, yeah, they're looking for crazy athletes that can, you know, ball out of control, but, you know, their character it seems to be at the forefront because
exactly.
there are some great
exactly.
ball players, but knuckleheads. And, you know, girl, yeah, and of course now, Sonia, we are sister girl friends. Looking
yes,
at the young men in the Speedos, that's not very.
yes, sir. There's some eye candy as well.
That's, you know, I mean, we will get thrown up under the jail, but just, hey, that helps. That helps
it does.
The, you know,
it does
staying,
help.
staying intrigued with the young men. Oh my goodness, I'm having fun. Okay, so I want to ask some more questions with regards to just the combine. Of course, usually something that takes place is the quarterbacks. They get
yes.
to throw, and so something controversial is, oh my goodness, will this quarterback throw or will he wait, you know, for the pro day? There's been a couple quarterbacks that have been at the forefront, Andrew Luck, Stanford, and of course, and then Robert Griffin III. Do you
yes.
know, one, you just heard, I don't know if they're going to throw, it's up in the air, but, you know, what type of impact do you think they're going to have this weekend at the combines?
I'm hoping that they will actually have a pretty good combine just for their sakes because I mean, they're so hyped. And, you know, everybody else is talking about them. So I
yeah.
really do hope that they do have a good combine. But if they don't, and it happens, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows how
yeah.
they'll do on their Wonderlic test. But
yeah,
hopefully
right.
they will have a good – I'm just saying. But hopefully they do have a good combine. I was just reading something, I want to say, by John Clayton about that. And he wasn't sure if Luck was going to throw – at the combine. But
yeah.
hopefully, yeah, it says here on ESPN.com, John Clayton was saying that Luck and Griffin might run 40-yard dashes, but they won't be throwing Sunday, reserving their shows for pro days. Okay.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
I mean, it
makes sense because, you know, they want to be able to throw to their wide receivers and tight ends. But in
exactly.
the league, you can't pick and choose who you're going to throw to. You have to adjust.
No, you just got to throw. And you don't
yeah.
know. I mean, you have an idea of who you're going to throw to, but you don't know. You don't know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But,
and, you know,
like
speaking
I said,
go on.
No, go ahead. No. For
no, I was going to ask that with you out in wonderful Michigan. Well, first of all, how's the weather out there? Because I'm cold now, and I'm spoiled in Southern California.
it is a little chilly. We actually have had probably one of the best winters I've ever could remember. We really haven't had a big snow yet, although they are predicting like 5 or 6 inches over the next couple of days. So we'll see if that actually happens.
Now, Sonia, what is good? Tell me the temperature that's good for you.
A good temperature for now during the winter?
Yeah,
or
because you said it hasn't been that cold. Because you said it hasn't been that cold, but I have a feeling.
Probably to you it's that cold. But, like, right now it's probably in the mid-30s, which is really good for this time of year. I know, right? Typically around this time of year, we're in, like, the teens to 20s, stuff like that.
Oh, God.
You're shivering just thinking about it, aren't you?
My hands just got cold. Like, I need to get my heating blanket right now. Oh, my gosh. Okay, last question. Who's your team?
Go ahead.
Is it the Lions? Who's your team?
Actually, yes. The Lions have started to become my team again, although
yeah.
I've always, you know, supported them and all that other good stuff. I do have other, like, number two teams. But the Lions, yeah, especially this year, I've been really impressed with them. And, you know, you were talking about with Chris, is that who you were just talking about, talking with?
Yeah.
About pro
yeah.
give back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about Ndamukong Suh because he actually has stopped by our hospital because I work at Children's Hospital in Detroit. And
oh,
he yeah. has actually stopped by a couple times and, you know, just played with the kids. But you don't see that, though. You know, you
yeah.
see him – stomping people and things of that nature. So let's not go there.
He didn't kick anybody, did he? He didn't kick none of the babies,
No, he didn't kick. He played, I want to say he played, like, one of the Michael Jackson games or whatever.
Aww.
But, yeah, so, you know, I mean, it's, so that's nice. But, yeah, the Lions are my team. They had an awesome year this year. I was really excited, and I think there are good things to follow this year.
Mm.
I think
I
this year
it.
Will be pretty good.
Yeah.
We've got the number three, or I'm sorry, not the number three, the number 23 pick this year in the draft. That's
mm-hmm.
our first pick.
Okay.
I think hopefully what we're going to be getting and what they're looking at the combine this year are a lot of defensive players. Also in our secondary this year was not as good as it needs to be, so we need some backup players. And then also one of our offensive linemen, our left tackle, Jeff Backus, who's pretty old in football years, okay? I think he's about my age, but I'm not old, okay? This is football old.
That's right, baby.
you got to
protect Stafford because he's healthy. He's amazing. So
I was about to say, yes, my comeback player of the year, Mr. Stafford, he needs his protection. He needs his protection. So,
Ladies and gentlemen, you noticed how Sonia said we. That's a true fan. Oh, I love it. I actually love it. Sonia, we got to have you back on. We're going to talk draft. We're going to talk post-combines. We've got to have you back on.
Let me know when.
Oh, girlfriend, you know I will. Please let the listeners know, how can we follow you on Twitter, NFLFemale.com. Let everyone know you're fantastic, how they can stay plugged in with you.
Okay, you can stay plugged in with me and get potty training updates on my youngest child, along with sports updates on Twitter at mom23rn. That's on Twitter. I am also a part of NFLfemale.com, the number one site for women, female football fans.
Yeah.
And you can just follow it there, NFLfemale.com. And there's a $10 joining fee, but that's just so we can start getting to have some really fun activities throughout the year. We're starting to plan maybe like our own combine, our own, female combine, stuff like that. So we're going to do some really fun things coming up. And, so those are places. I'm on Facebook. You can send me if you want to and see more pictures of my kids and sports and stuff like that.
I love it. Oh, my goodness. This has been such a pleasure. And I'm just looking forward to having
this has been
more.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. She is Sonia Greenfield. She's absolutely fantastic. And I'm going to kick her off the show now. But not without the block.
Don't kick me off.
Thanks, honey. Bye. We'll talk to you later. Oh, I love it. That was good. Good energy. Well, we're going to keep moving and shaking because this weekday show is jamming. And we're talking football. Yeah, we talked, charities and pros giving back. But, I want to talk hockey. And some of you guys are like, what the puck?
What the puck?
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what?
Terrible.
Here we go.
Terrible.
What the puck?
Terrible.
Well, like we always do, we have fun and we run, past time and past schedule, but, we're having fun, so it's all good. And with that being said, it's Tommy Mahoney, and we're going to talk hockey. What the puck? Hi, Tommy. Now, before we get in, we're going to, for those that want to continue to listen, go back on blogtalkradio.com/femalefieldguy. We're not going to be streaming live for another 2 minutes, but you can continue to hear me and Tommy talk because we're going to go over time and I don't care. So blogtalkradio.com/femalefieldguy. Tommy, dude, what's going on in the National Hockey League? How are our Kings going?
How are the Kings doing?
Yeah.
The Kings are currently in eighth place. They're having problems scoring
now.
But, They're actually about to play against Colorado soon, tonight.
Okay.
They're in eighth place for the playoffs, though, just barely by 1 point, which, there's still a good month or two left to go. So, excuse me. So it's not dire just yet. With the trading deadline coming up this weekend, look for them to make some sort of move to try to bolster that offense.
All right. Well, speaking of trade deadlines, I mean, you know, this deadline may, okay, you can't trade anyone anymore, but has there been any activity this week, even non-Kings players, that kind of make the headlines? Or because you are FFG random fun fact aficionado, anyone that kind of caught your eye that would be worth talking about?
Oh, yeah, we had one over the weekend, actually. I think it was on Saturday or maybe Sunday. Excuse me. Nashville, the Predators, they sent Blake Jeffrey onto the Montreal Canadiens. And the reason that caught my attention was because back in the late 70s, early 80s, Blake's
okay.
dad, Dan Jeffrion, played for the Canadiens.
Okay.
And then before that, in the 50s and before that, in the 50s and 60s, Blake's grandfather, Bernie Jeffrion, who is believed to be one of the creators of the Slapshot, actually. He played for the Canadiens back in the 50s. Yeah.
Whoa. Wait, so the son, the dad, the grandpa, and great-grandpa?
Yeah, the great-grandfather, Harry Morenz, he played for the Canadiens way back in 1923 through the late 30s. So Blake, not only is he now the first fourth-generation NHL player, he's the first fourth-generation NHL player to play for the same, or the whole family played for the same
Ooh.
Team.
Tommy, you know, how do who knows this information but you, which... This is really cool because I think I'm going to try to like drop that fun fact on like somebody because you know you're our hockey guy. That was so random, but I loved it, and that's why we love you over here on FFG. Now here's the question: yes, hockey of course is at the forefront of this segment, but this weekend is the NBA All-Star Break in Orlando, and something tells me you have a random fun fact with regards to that. Am I right?
I do. How did you know?
Oh.
All right. Well, you know, one of my favorite things about the All-Star Weekend is the whole, you know, the skills activities and all that before the day before. And who didn't add the three-point shootout, right?
Absolutely.
Well, I was looking back at some of the past results, and I realized that a member of the Miami Heat has won that event four times. There is a downside to that, however.
Ooh.
Yeah,
okay,
don't get too excited if you're a Miami fan. Jones, right? He's coming back to defend his title. Jones coming back to attempt to defend his title.
Okay.
History says he's not going to be too lucky with that. None of the Miami Heat players were able to defend their title as a member of the Heat. You kind of have to word that carefully because Jason Capono did defend his title, but he was a member of the Raptors the second year.
Ah, interesting. We'll be sure to see if he
maybe,
can break the curse, huh?
So maybe James should have switched teams in the offseason if he wanted to have a better chance at defending his title. You know?
I love it.
You know, important things like that to be considered when you're picking your team, right?
Oh, of course. Not salary cap or location or where the kids are going to go to school. It's about defending the three-point championship. Absolutely, Tommy, of course.
Exactly.
Okay, here's the thing. Do you have anything up your sleeve? I feel it, but I'm not sure.
I remember the Super Bowl. The day after the Super Bowl, I gave you that fact that the Lions are the only team or the oldest team to have not ever participated in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I have an NBA All-Star somewhat equivalent of that.
I'm listening.
Do you know which team has been around the longest without having hosted the All-Star game?
Ooh.
I should say in its current location.
Oh, okay, good. That helped.
Actually, I might not.
You're right. Ooh, Tommy, you're giving me good stuff, that hasn't hosted. Okay, L.A. has twice, three times in this decade. Oh, gosh. Houston is next. Wait, okay. I can't bear the suspense.
All right, it's the Portland Trail Blazers. They've been in the league since 1970 without hosting the All-Star game.
Oh.
But who wants to go to Portland?
True. Well, I got another one for you. Speaking of, you know, Portland's out west, and you know, the All-Star game this year is in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last time an Eastern time zone city hosted the All-Star game?
Ooh.
It's a little more recently in 1970.
Hmm. It's been like 15 years. No.
Not close, but in like 8 or 9. It was 2003 when it was in Atlanta. Ever since then, it's always been, I think actually all Western Conference teams, except for Vegas, obviously, which is on the West, basically West Coast anyway.
Interesting, my friend.
So,
Tommy,
yeah.
You always come with the fun facts. I mean, it's not just hockey, it's the NBA, it's the NFL. It's just whatever your heart desires that has randomness in it, and that's truly every single sport. Well,
yeah.
We went over time, but I don't care because we had some fun. And I'll be seeing you Friday for another adventure in Team FFG. It's Tom
Sounds
Mahoney,
good.
One of our senior producers. Of course, we're talking hockey and with the puck, but our FFG random fact aficionado. Thanks, bro. I'll see you in a couple days.
You
He's Tommy.
All right. See you then.
Ladies and gents, we went over time today, but I hope you enjoyed yourself. Another fantastic Female Field Guide Hump Day Happening weekday show. I want to give a shout-out to Christian. Pros Give Back. I'm really eager to hear about more things he has on tap with regards to Pros Give Back and the athletes that they're doing to support their community and charities of choice. And, of course, Sonia. We had a blast. I'm looking forward to talk post-combines and pre-draft and of course, pre-season of the NFL. Thank you so much for all the listeners, those that are tweeting. I'm listening to FFG right now. That really warms my heart. Make sure you follow all of my team FFGers. They're working so hard to really make this show the best it can be, and I truly appreciate you guys all from the bottom of my heart. No show this weekend. I will be taking a FFG getaway retreat for a little R&R. So our next show will be next Wednesday at 5 p.m., a very special Art of Woman featuring John Barge and some wonderful women in our extended Hey There Girl segment. Looking forward to that and speaking with those women as well as John Barth III. And we'll see you next time. Thank you so much for the support. Make sure you go on the YouTube page, of course, the show page, and Facebook and Twitter and all that fantastic stuff. This has been another wonderful episode of Female Field Guide. This is Jasmine George, your Female Field Guide, signing off. Have a fantastic Wednesday, and we'll see you soon.